Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world, and welcome to The Cross in the Desert, Speaking Hope and Freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast. Today is Monday, July 13th, 2020, and wow, we are experiencing quite a heat wave right here in the Florissant area. Temperatures have been soaring into the 90s, and all this week, 97. But I love it. I love summer. I love the heat. I love the cool lemonade. I love the swimming pools. But more than anything, I love coming to you and talking about my dear friends in Iran. This morning on the broadcast, I want to focus in on one courageous, outstanding, brave Iranian woman whose story is in my recent book, Shout Freedom, The Desperate Cry of Iranians. Her story first appeared in our last book that Manoush and I wrote, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. She is an outstanding person, a very brave person. She is not afraid, and she's unashamed. She refuses to stay silent in Iran on all of the issues and all of the human rights violations and all of the criminal acts by this government. She is a brave lady. But here recently, we were all so excited because she was about to be released from prison. And understand, even though you're being released in prison, you're still living in the biggest prison in the world, that is Iran. But at least we were hopeful that Atna could get out of prison and have some type of normal life again. But we should have expected this, and that is absolutely false, because just before her release from prison, this cruel, evil regime resentenced her to 5 more years. And Atna Dami is quoted as saying, "Every new sentence affirms that I am free. I will stand to the end." I want to introduce you to this lady who never gives up, who is so strong in what she believes. Female political prisoner Atna Dami, who was due to be released on July 4th, 2020, after serving 5 years in jail, has been sentenced to another 5 years and 74 lashes. While Atna was serving her sentence in prison, the Intelligence Department of the Revolutionary Guard Corps filed 2 new cases against her. In a previous case in July of last year, she had been sentenced to 3 years and 7 months in prison. And recently, on July 4th, she was sentenced to another 2 years and 74 lashes. Well, after hearing of her new sentence, this resilient political prisoner who has served 5 years in Evin and Korchak prisons, here's what she wrote. "I should have been released today after almost 5 years behind bars, but everyone knows that as long as the Islamic Republic exists, Iran is a prison everywhere." Inish Dayami, which is Atna's sister, tweeted this. The interrogator told Atna, "You have become numb toward prison sentences. We will have new plans for you." And this is why they added flogging to her prison sentence. Atna is a letter writer. She never seems to stop this practice, no matter what happens to her. She is always ready to get a letter written, to get it published on the internet. And this is a letter she sent out of Evan Prison, and I want to read it to you. Quote, "I was due to be released today after almost 5 years behind bars, but everyone knows that as long as the Islamic Republic exists, Iran is a prison everywhere. But I am free, so much that they keep thinking they have to imprison me with a new sentence. These sentences sound ridiculous to me, even the lashes. I mourned for the people who were killed in the November 2019 uprising. Then they accused me of dancing in the month of Muharram. Yes, I mourned for the innocent people oppressed in our time, and I accept the flogging sentence for it. Good for the man who will strike the lashes. There is a proverb that says, quote, that who hits once would receive two hits. They have been flogging people for a lifetime. These lashes are nothing compared to the numerous bullets which have pierced the hearts and heads of our people for 40 years. I am willing to sacrifice for the families who have lost their loved ones and those whose blood have been spilt. These sham trials and the verdicts they have issued against me are so ridiculous that I don't even think about them, and I won't appeal. Let them have more time to fabricate more cases against me. I am free today, because being free does not necessarily mean that you should be on the other side of the bars. Every new sentence affirms that I am free, and I will stand to the end and until I am alive." Atna Dayami, Evan Prison, July 2020. What an incredible lady. Can you imagine you or me bursting at the seams that we're going to be released and then told we're going to spend another 5 years in this hellhole? What would your attitude and reaction be? This lady is so inspiring to me. She is a symbol of the hope for all Iranians through her courage and bravery. I want to share a little bit about Atna from our new book, Shout Freedom. And the title of this article is, "I Stand for Life and Humanity." And here is her story. In Iran, remaining silent is what the evil regime prefers every slave of the dictatorship to abide by. However, one such brave woman refuses to obey this requirement, and her name is Atna Dayami. Atna is well known for her, quote, anti-execution campaign, and this is one of the reasons that she is treated so harshly by the government. Atna stands strong for life and humanity, which is the total opposite of this culture of death. She is passionate about fighting for women's rights, children's rights, and for the vulnerable victims suffering on death row right now. Even while in prison, she is busy writing letters to the government protesting against the inhumane conditions and letting her voice be heard all over the internet. Atna's father was alongside her when she was sentenced in the Islamic Court of Justice. Her father, Hussein, wrote, quote, "I'll never forget when they brought Atna to court. Judge Mogashi, are you against execution? Atna, yes, I am against execution. Judge Mogashi, it's none of your business. We execute whoever we want. And those human rights people, they can't stop us. Atna, one day you will answer for these innocent people you hang. And that day is coming soon." Judge Mogashi expelled Atna from the courtroom and sentenced her to 14 years in prison. For more than 41 years, this evil regime has terrorized and murdered its own people. Atna has refused to remain silent, trying to restore hope and freedom to her homeland. In her never-ending battle against this dictatorship, Atna has also been fighting a personal battle of her own. She has been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis while also suffering with persistent dizziness and numbness in her right eye. The medical physician in Korchak prison requested that she be given an MRI to confirm his diagnosis, and the prison officials vehemently denied his request. In addition to her recent suspected illness, Atna has also been suffering with high blood pressure, kidney stones, and gallbladder problems brought on by hunger strikes. Atna, now just 31 years old, has been behind bars since 2016, serving a 7-year prison sentence for meeting with the families of political prisoners, criticizing the Iranian regime on Facebook, and condemning the 1988 mass execution. Atna's parents are deeply concerned about their daughter and have been publicly outspoken to the international communities, begging human rights defenders to be her voice. Her mother longs for the day when she can once again hug her daughter in a free Iran. Atna also longs for the day when her homeland will be free from gender apartheid and its rules, and where women will once again be respected instead of being treated like second-class citizens. Hossein Diami knows how courageous his daughter is and that she will never give up in the fight. Quote, "Atna is strong, and she will not give up against her oppressors," close quote. Despite all of her chronic health issues, Atna continues her fight against a dictatorship government. She has not lost hope and envisions a free Iran on the horizon. Quote, "These arrests, detentions, threats, and intimidations are the sacrifices we need to make to gain our freedom and rights. We should never stop resisting or standing up against oppression. No victory comes easily, and no injustice lasts forever." Atna is shouting freedom while in chains. And my question is, do you hear her desperate cry? Stand with this fearless human rights defender and be her voice with me. Don't take your freedoms for granted. We have a responsibility to stand in solidarity with those who suffer. It is our duty to humanity. Atna's story is in my book, Shout Freedom, The Desperate Cry of Iranians. There are many more stories about the 1,500 protesters killed in the November uprisings last year. You can get my book, Shout Freedom, Randy Noble, on Amazon.com in both Kindle and in paperback. As I think of Atna this morning, I think about the Beatitudes, the teachings of Jesus. These teachings, of course, were directed towards his disciples, to his believers, but the idea of being persecuted is not only for Christians. It's also for human rights defenders like Atna. And I want to talk about the blessing that Jesus gives to those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Because as we think of Atna and her fight for freedom for humanity in Iran and her continued bravery against the most darkest of circumstances, I think of what Jesus said. Blessed are those who are persecuted. What does that mean? Well, let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, and read this verse. Jesus says, "God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven." And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. When I think of Atna and being persecuted, I also think about the greatest underground church in the world, which is in Iran, and their persecution for standing for Christ, the arrests, the beating, the torture. I want to explore this beautiful teaching from Jesus this morning. Well, what does it mean that blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake? Well, as Jesus opened his famous Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, he described a series of blessings granted to true servants of God, along with corresponding rewards they will experience in the kingdom of heaven. This eighth beatitude is what we're talking about this morning. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, the word blessed is important. It was a familiar term for Jesus' first century audience. Rather than a fleeting happiness, which was dependent on current circumstances, the blessedness that Jesus spoke of is a deep, abiding, unshakable joy rooted in the assurance of God's blessing, both in the present and in the future. Well, what does that mean? Life in the kingdom of God is one of profound joy and inner well-being that no person and no circumstance can take away. And this reminds me of Atna. She is determined to see her homeland set free. And instead of just feeling sorry for her circumstances, she is committed. She has great joy in standing up for humanity. Well, the persons, though, labeled blessed by Jesus represent a countercultural exhibiting values not typically welcomed by the people at large. All of these beatitudes demonstrate God's reversal of the values of the world. But this eighth one stands out. Persecution is certainly never pleasant. It involves suffering, severe pain. The key is Jesus' qualification that the blessed persecution comes because and for righteousness' sake, which means some people suffer for doing evil, but that is punishment and persecution. And some are persecuted for reasons unrelated to righteousness. But Jesus isn't offering a general blessing to all victims of persecution for any cause. Specifically here, he's offering it to those who were persecuted for actively pursuing the kingdom of righteousness, and because of their faith in Christ, they are persecuted. Peter put it this way: if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. Well, be careful with the context here. Righteousness means more than just, quote, being a good person. It refers to a complete way of life toward God and toward his will. This kind of righteousness that Jesus is speaking about is highly visible. He says to his followers, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." So to endure persecution for the sake of righteousness requires uncompromising faithfulness to God despite every threat and pressure. The Old Testament prophets were considered heroes for facing that kind of abuse. Both the prophets of the Old and New Testament served the same cause. What is that cause? The advancement of the kingdom of God and the same King, Jesus Christ. Jesus promised that both would suffer mistreatment, but both would also receive inexpressible rewards in heaven. In this beatitude, Jesus expanded the blessed are those formula to add rejoice, be glad. So rather than feeling discouraged, dismayed, enraged, or depressed, believers who find themselves persecuted for openly living for Christ and his kingdom have a good reason to rejoice and be glad. Their reward in heaven is great. Our Lord offered this potent dose of hope and encouragement to those whose tenacious and brilliant pursuit of righteousness makes the enemies of God's kingdom try to thwart and extinguish it. True believers in Christ are righteous in God's eyes. Our confession of faith in Jesus and the moral way we live proves to be offensive to the world. The world's offensive by the way we live, and that results in persecution for righteousness' sake. Jesus said, if you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. This is why the world hates you. So I hope that that helps you understand the context of what Jesus meant. Blessed are those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for their reward is great in heaven. And we have seen a great living example of that in Atna. She is standing strong and firm in her convictions despite all the persecution and the horrendous torture and the mistreatment of her. But this beautiful beatitude, I think, also greatly applies to all of the Christians in Iran, those that have left Islam to find their hope and freedom in Jesus and are continually harassed, continually persecuted, and tortured because they are standing for righteousness and advancing the kingdom of God in Iran. Well, when we are in the battle, we need to affirm our beliefs and the creed that we live by, and this is Petra. Let's listen to this song, Creed.
Yeah.
That is the powerful worship music of Petra, the song called The Creed. Affirming what you believe in the midst of hostility and persecution, hanging on to your faith. And I should put it another way, it's not you hanging on, it's Jesus hanging on to you and holding you and sustaining you and strengthening you. This morning on the broadcast, I've been talking at length about Atna Daimi, a very courageous Iranian human rights defender who was on the verge of being released and then resentenced for 5 years. And how she reacted to that is incredible. She is one that is committed to what she believes, and that is seeing her homeland one day have true democracy and freedom. And this morning we also talked about Jesus and the eighth beatitude, the blessing upon those that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and understanding what that meant and what it means to believers in Iran, specifically the underground church that is continually persecuted for their faith in Christ. And this morning, I want to reach out to you. If you are one that is sitting on the fence, you're not sure of what to believe, you're confused, you don't know exactly what you should believe, let me urge you to cry out to Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus affirms that if you're lost, he is the way. If you're looking for truth, you're not looking at philosophy, you're looking for ultimate reality. He says, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If your life is broken and hopeless, Jesus says, I have come to bring you life and life more abundantly. He has come to reconcile you to a holy God. He has come to give you a new heart and a new spirit, a new beginning. He has come to heal your brokenness, to forgive your sin, to make you into a new person. This is what Jesus does. And so this morning, if that is you, I just persuade you, cry out to Jesus. I want to say thank you so much and God bless you for listening to the broadcast this morning. I will see you again on Thursday on the Cross in the Desert.